This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute. I'm Liz Hoffman. The tragic shooting in Newtown, Connecticut has reopened the wounds of those still healing from a horrific April morning at Columbine High School. Arnie Voigt was the pastor at Ascension Lutheran Church in Littleton, Colorado at the time of the Columbine High School shooting. The 1999 massacre took the lives of 12 students and one teacher. Pastor Voigt remembers receiving that phone call all too well.
We got a phone call from the church saying, turn on the television, and we turned on the television. And the first thing we saw was an image of one of our members entering a Swedish hospital. And this was a victim's advocate for the sheriff's department. And then the next scene was a helicopter scene over Columbine High School and of kids running out. And so I led my staff in prayer, and then I said, I really have to go. And I drove home. I had to pass through a police roadblock to get there, put on my collar, and then I went to the elementary school where they were bringing the high school kids to meet with their parents. And so I spent most of the day at the elementary school talking with parents, praying with them, ministering to them, just being with them. And it was a ministry, really, of presence and of prayer and of giving hugs of assurance, rejoicing with them when their kids finally came.
Comforting of the parents as they were reunited was the easy part of Pastor Voigt's ministry during this crisis.
And as the day wore on, finally in the evening, the police came and said that, you know, the parents who were still there should at this point simply go home because there'd be no more reunions. And that was when really the deepest part hit me, is that I knew that these folks that I had spent much of the day with would probably never see their children again.
Pastoral care for the community in Newtown will be difficult, and Pastor Rob Morris from Christ the King Lutheran Church should also be remembered in prayers.
And it will take a lot out of the pastor. I remember once, about 4 or 5 days after Columbine, a group of about 15 of us pastors gathered in our sanctuary at Ascension. We stood around the baptismal font. We sang, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God. And that hymn has never meant as much to me as it did that day, you know, knowing that even in the midst of such devastation, God is still a mighty fortress. And I think Pastor Morris will, you know, find time in prayer. He'll find in fellow pastors and clergy a strength. I think they will bond together to share and support each other in prayer, in song, in just the physical presence of knowing they're walking through the valley together.
The Newtown shooting brings back the dark memories for Littleton, Colorado.
A lot of people are just revisiting these feelings. And in the paper this morning, there were a number of articles and letters by people who have been affected. This still, you know, brings back deep memories.
Pastor Voigt has advice for not only the community of Newtown, but for anyone troubled with this tragedy.
I think my only advice would be simply to take one day at a time, to wake up each morning, to give your loved ones hugs, to gather together in prayer, to be strengthened by especially the Psalms. There's very many beautiful Psalms that can really, really give strength at a time like this. I think it's just taking one day at a time and just placing yourself in God's care.
This is a World Lutheran News Digest Minute, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Our email address is news@kfuo.org. WLN Digest Minute is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO.